See, they're here on the Woody and Wilcox Show, 106.5 The End. It's 7:08 here on Free Beer Friday. Your shot at a case of free beer coming here in about a half hour. Also, a nice batch of Fun with Football audio coming your way here throughout the morning to get you ready for the football weekend ahead, as the Panthers will be doing the what they call the dress rehearsal in the NFL, the third preseason game, where it means that most of the starters will get some good action. And then next weekend's game is the one we call... And that's the one where nobody plays. And then, thank God, the regular season will be here.
That is correct.
Less than an hour from now, we'll have a shot for you to get yourself some end-of-summer Weenie Roast tickets, which we're now 23 days away from, just a little over 3 weeks away now from the end-of-summer Weenie Roast. We're going to play a round of Weenie No Weenie just after 8 o'clock, and try and get you hooked up here on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
You know, the Olympics, we're 2 weeks or so gone from the Olympics being over, and I kind of going through some withdrawals. I need obscure sports on television. I love that football's back. I love that. It gives me something to stare at. But I need something more obscure. And that's why I'm thankful that Nick Simmons, who was an Olympic athlete there in London, he finished fifth in the 800 meters. That's two laps for those of you who don't do the metric system. Decided that he was going to try and break the world record for the beer mile. You guys familiar with what a beer mile is?
I'm not familiar with the beer mile, no.
A beer mile is conducted on your standard running track at any high school or junior high. You're required to drink one beer of at least 5% alcohol or greater before taking each of your four laps to complete one full mile and four full beers. Take a guess at what the world record is for popping open a can of beer, chugging it down, running a lap, popping a beer, chugging it down, running a lap, and then doing that two more times.
Well, now, so you don't run while drinking.
Cannot run.
You have to be stationary while drinking the beer.
Well, you can walk back and forth, but you can't run your lap while you're drinking the beer. You have to finish the beer before starting your lap.
And a guy who was an Olympic athlete in the 800.
Yeah, fifth best in the world, basically.
Did this beer mile.
Yes. He was trying to break the world record.
I'm not sure what the record for the mile is. It's like upper threes or something? Three something?
I have no idea.
No, four? Is it in the threes?
No, it's sub four.
6 minutes.
5 minutes and 19 seconds is what he ran it in.
Wow.
The world record is 5 minutes and 9 seconds.
Oh.
Now go ahead and think back to junior high or high school. Whenever you had to do the mile... You know, Coach Wells out there and punch you in the snot locker and say, "We're running the mile today, ladies."
Snot locker, by the way, the name of Diesel's new band. Ladies and gentlemen, snot locker.
How many times did you break, I don't know, 6 minutes in a mile without drinking beer while doing it?
No, never.
This dude is an absolute stud. Now, you crack open the beer, boom, you can't shotgun it. So there's no whipping out a key and like pouring it down. You got to pour it out of the can into your throat. You got to finish that beer before you do your lap. And then you sprint a lap and come back and do it again. By the way, if you blow foam or upchuck at all, penalty lap, which gets added to your time.
Wow. I was just going to ask, what happens if you spew? Because I would immediately vomit. Like,
reversal.
There's no question.
Please use the proper terminology. That's a reversal.
That's right. Yeah, it's the world record was set in 2007. 509.
And we're not talking, you said it has to be 5% alcohol, so you're not drinking Mick Ultra or something. I mean, you have to, it's going to be a heavier beer.
Sure.
Woody Wilcox beer?
Well, yeah, that would qualify.
Woody Wilcox IPA.
Sure.
Although drinking four of those. It got me thinking about two of the worst things I can think about. Running and drinking beer at the same time.
But you do both a lot.
I do. I enjoy one of them. I enjoy the drinking of the beer. I don't enjoy the running, and God know what I never combine them.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if we should get you to put this to the test to see how you do.
40.
Half hour for me, probably, give or take. That might even be generous.
But my problem is not the running part of it. I'd be slow, I think. You know, it would be the keeping down the the bubbly fluid that's inside of you. How do you lock that down?
And why isn't this an Olympic sport?
Thank you.
I mean, think about all the other stuff that people are lobbying to get into the Olympics, and none of it is half as cool as what you just described.
Freaking badminton, get bent. This is way more festive.
Back off badminton. I know you don't like badminton, but at least it's fast, right? You can watch it. How many times did you tune into the Olympics, and they just showed people running in a circle, and they weren't drinking beer?
Right.
I would tune in to watch people run a mile if I knew that at least a couple of them were going to blow foam and have a reversal.
I'd like to see beer shot put. I think that would be a good time.
Throwing beers or drinking while doing the shot
put? Drinking the beers and then throwing. I think that could be a ruckus.
How about a relay, like a relay race, where they're handing off beers instead of the baton?
You got to drink the beer before you start running?
You know what? Involve beer in every event. Maybe let's have a separate Olympics.
Beer Olympics,
where you have the javelin, you just set a bunch of cans of beer out there and you have to throw the spear and hit one of the beers.
Swimming, every 50 you do, you got to chug a beer.
Can you imagine the pole vault? You're going over the bar on the pole vault and you've got a beer in your hand and you can't spill any of it.
That's fantastic. I'm sure the world record would come down quite a bit. I like the idea, though.
I do, too. I think we should implement this. Maybe we can have our own beer Olympics.
Imagine the guy doing the triple jump with a beer in his hand.